Good morning. This week's parsha, parsha that has many, many mitzvos. We encounter one of the most unique and, if not shocking, halachos, and that is the ben sorer umore. The ben sorer umore, the Torah tells us, the rebellious son, that if he meets certain requirements and he's a certain age and he steals too much and he drinks too much wine, the Torah tells us that we take him out and we kill him. We stone him, urgamuhu. And even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that this never happened and it never will happen, it makes our question even stronger. Why do we even have this halacha that is never going to happen? What do we gain from it? We have to understand a little bit about the rebellious son. It does seem a little bit extreme. Yes, it's not good that he stole. It's not good that he drinks wine. We're killing him. What did he do so terrible? And the rabbis even tell us that he's killed to prevent him from becoming guilty in the future. It seems that if he follows this road of this pattern of behavior, it will only be worse. His actions will only result in a worse outcome. So if anything, to prevent this from happening, we kill him earlier. So he should die innocent, the Gemara says, and not guilty. So it's all great and wonderful. But we also know, ask the great Mizrahi, the super commentator in Rashi, that what happens when Yishmael, when he's kicked out of the house of Avram, and he's sitting in the hot desert sun, and he's slowly dying, and he cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, Basher Usham, save him. What's going to cover him is going to be terrible, and it's going to impact the Jews on such a horrific level. But nonetheless, even though the angels are rallying against saving Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I'm not looking down the road. I'm not looking what he's going to do. I'm not looking at the anguish the Jews will suffer. Basher Usham, right now, he's a kid. Right now, he's not on a bad race. He's who he is. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves him. So ask the great Elio Mizrahi in the 15th century. Which way? Why do we judge the Ben Sora Umore on what he will do? Yishmael is not judged on the future. He's judged on the here and now. And he gives a simple and profound answer. Yishmael might have had terrible descendants, but his path was righteous. And therefore, he could only be judged on those and that present state. The Ben Sora Umore is already on a destructive path. And therefore, he is judged based on the destination of where he's already heading. And to put this into more beautiful tshuva terms, the way the former Shiva of Karen Biyadner of Govicht put it, the question we have to ask ourselves is, where are we right now? In our spiritual journeys, where is our religious arrow? Where is our tshuva arrow? Is it like the Ben Sora Umore? Obviously not to that extreme, where our journey is progressing towards a not great destination. Or crazy, are we like Yishmael, crying out to God? Basher Husham. And this is an important tool when it comes to tshuva. Where are we? Where are we and what path are we on? What's our present state and where are we going? It's what we started thinking about as we were coming much closer. A week away from Slichos, 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah. Where are we going? What path are we on? And when we think about it in that way, it helps us prepare for Rosh Hashanah. When Rosh Hashanah comes, the Amoraim come, we are already in that state of tshuva and thinking about it, and helps us really accomplish those goals. Have a wonderful Shabbos.